Should its consideration before then.
Yeah.
To handle international economics.
Yes.
Now, he'd like to take Sonnenfeld from my staff.
No. You need him.
Well, I don't know. I'd just as soon have him over there. Because if I keep him...
Well, you know, Sonnenfeld, I know, has a... Sonnenfeld, the times I said in my very, he just got damn smart. And
yes.
Boy, Henry, you there are very few intelligent people, smart people that are hard to line. And I would, unless you've got another hard liner, but it's as smart as he is, Sonnenfeld's a
very smart, but I could bring Larry Eagleburg back here to take Sonnenfeld's place. And
oh, you do what you want. Sonnenfeld, though, should be kept in the government. He's an intellectual with brains.
And he's a hardliner.
Don't put him out though because of your personal differences.
No, there are no personal differences. On substance, I agree with him 100%.
Yeah, but I know he's hard to deal with.
The problem is, I'd have to make him a deputy to me. In order to keep him, I'd have to make him deputy assistant. He won't stay at this job. If I make him deputy, I may have a morale problem among my other people because of his abrasive personality.
Schultz would be lucky to get him. How about getting him to something more important? Any place else where you could use him or where you ought to be in defense?
Well, Richardson won't take him, and I'd say.
Well, who the hell is he taking, I say? Anybody we want?
Chip as a guarantee against attacking West Pakistan.
He's gonna shoot him. Still,
I'm not
Bean says that their guy up there is very anti-American, and the more they embarrass and is a, belongs to a faction in Israel that's against Mrs. Mayer. So he didn't report it properly, so it didn't come to our attention today. Well, there are two issues. One is the negotiation, the other is the weapons. On the negotiation, she's prepared to tell you what they're willing to do on the interim agreement. She feels she cannot volunteer.
She definitely got around. I saw in the news summary, your summary here, that this Paul says he's not going to run.
Well,
you're probably right.
She hasn't decided yet. But the impression she makes is that she's running. So she's willing to proceed on the interim settlement and tell you what ideas she has, and they're at least workable with. On the private contacts, she feels she cannot volunteer it, but if you ask her, she'll agree to it.
Private contact with Sadat?
With Egypt and the Soviet Union. She feels she cannot be in the position of telling you to have private contact. But that if you raise it, she'll agree to it. That's just what now. Second, on the plane, they have...
The only thing I was concerned about the briefing paper here, you said just make a commitment for the planes.
Well, here it was...
I know we said it all along, well, let's not let the planes get in the way of the agreement. Well, you know,
here's what the State Defense Department has recommended, that we... You shouldn't recommend... They are in favor of your accepting aid in their production for 100 planes. And giving them 15 a year for 4 years. My recommendation is that they have asked for 66 a year. My recommendation is that you don't get into the numbers at all. That you say to them that you are willing to have them work out with our people for the future deliveries of F-4s and A-4s within a framework. Give it sympathetic consideration, that you are willing to agree to the production of 100 airplanes. They're going to do it anyway. It's just a question of doing it a little faster. Then she can, and that should be not enough, but at least she can go home to her cabinet. She got something. If you turn her off completely, which no one has recommended, incidentally, neither defense nor state, this with respect to production is exactly what
they want.
It's half of what they want.
What production?
They want to produce 200. It's exactly what state and defense recommend.
I get it.
And on purchase, it leaves open the numbers for a later discussion. And if you can do that, I think then the discussion, I mean, that's much less than they want. It's half of what they want to produce. And it gives them no fixed figures on delivery.
Calling him up.
common market with a bunch of bureaucrats, without a constituency, without a sense of responsibility. I bet we could do better negotiating with De Gaulle on economic matters than we can with these bloody bureaucrats in Brussels who owe nobody anything.
Well, you know, businessmen are the worst, the economists, the worst negotiators. They're selfish, parochial. They can't take a world view. They can never get above the mountain. But here we sit now, you know, you stop to think of the world, and except for Heath in Europe, who in the hell else can we talk to? That's our problem. It really worries me. The only other two people we can talk to is that goddamn Brezhnev. And you know what that is.
Well, Brezhnev, you can't really talk to Brezhnev when he's in your class. Brezhnev, if he has a goal, he can beat at you to get it.
Sure can.
And it takes a lot of strength to stand up to him. But the only other person except he that you can talk to at your level is Mao and Zhou. I said in that.
I will reassure her today. Now, on the plane thing, you know, I had a very nice trip last night with the governors. I was sitting by Mrs. Mandel, who's, you know, she could.
Are they Jewish?
Sure. And she didn't ask about it, but I've been talking about it. I was talking about the Mideast. I said, tomorrow I'll be meeting Mr. Meyer. And I said, we've had this unfortunate incident, which everybody realizes is unfortunate. And I said, it only indicates that we must move forward.
Well, I told her not to raise that boat with you, that this is a matter that was handled routinely in state. I don't think she's going to raise it.
And we voted again.
Yeah. It was stupid to do it while she was here. It was really stupid.
Who introduced the resolution?
Well, not us, but we should have said we vote for the investigation, but we're willing to condemn after the investigation is completed. It was an odd vote. They condemned her first and then asked for an investigation. It was just tough on her that while she's in this country this happens. But
I don't think you can blame Skelly for that, though.
No, he got instructions from Satan.
You understand, because it's Jonathan. I told him here, I said, now damn it, you fuck. And he said he would follow, so maybe we should have called Skelly. I didn't know about that.
I didn't know the vote was coming up. It was
sure, we were busy with the field.
It was in the chaos. And
why didn't somebody tell us?
Well, they have told us, but they misled us. They told us the Israelis in New York were content with it.
Well, he has told them.
And so she recognizes that her own people made some mistakes.
Look, it didn't get any flying.
Not here, but it did in Israel.
Okay.
But that...
It was expected.
That was something that had to happen. Now, if she can get on the plane, what I've suggested to you is much less than she does.
I've got it right now.
But that she can live with. And then she has a basis for saying on this negotiation. Now, if we can get her involved in the interim negotiation and then use the private negotiations to get the general principles established, we ought to be able to get it off that center during by the summer.
Let me just...
Gotta go. No, I told Rabin I'd call him by 10. that's a contradiction in terms.
But by now, one of the most important factors in the entire operation, the factor of surprise and loss, so clearly the secrecy been kept by the administration, at least in the best, that rumors were circulating all over Washington that the United States was about to overthrow Castro. The rumors were even actively supported by one member of the administration, Chester Bowles, our Secretary of State. He happened to be sitting in as an acting secretary the day documents about the project crossed Dean Rusk's desk, angry at not having been let in on the secret, and horrified, as he told friends. He retaliated by quietly leaking the information to the press. He should be shot for that. Shot for it. But should be. And that is why you have now the situation in this government. They think that it's right to leak to the press. And later on, Kennedy, to his enormous discredit, told then publisher of the Dreyfus, who's now dead at the Times. He said, I wish that, he said that the Times had published more about the Bay of Pigs.
Would it stop me?
After hearing that from a president of the United States, can you blame the Times for printing the Pentagon Papers? Can you read it?
Kennedy.
God damn, that just spurred me.
Look, the damage, you know, people criticize it. But the damage Kennedy did to the structure of this society and to this government was unbelievable by turning it into these frivolous exercises.
This book is not profound. It's badly written and so forth. But I haven't got you a copy of it. You never heard of it.
No, no.
No, it's Kennedy's 13 years. The point is, it's got as much factual data like that that has slipped our minds.
Yep.
And his analysis of Europe, every member of that Security Council should read before he sits into that meeting.
That's,
I had forgotten.
Now, what we did in Europe was a total disaster.
Well, as a matter of fact, Henry, one thing we're not getting enough credit for, I mean, Arnold Borchardt and these others, but many of them are saying that we, by our moves to Russia and so forth, are ruining Europe. My God, we at least are paying attention to NATO. We try to put back together what was there before. I don't know, maybe we haven't done enough. But what do you think? Our European policy has been all that bad.
First of all, it wasn't a shamble when you took over. Secondly, you're hitting it at an absolute weak point with lousy leaders in every country. Third, we have been more meticulous in consulting the Europeans than any previous administration, at least since Eisenhower. In a totally different circumstance. Now, we run up against the difficulty that on the common market we have major troubles with them, which no other administration has, that the domestic structure in all of these countries is so lousy that they keep playing to their left and blame us, which is what the journalists don't understand, that a lot of this criticism is so that they can make themselves look good to their domestic opponents. And I think our European policy has been the only one possible. We've taken the heat off them by our head-on policy. We held firm on Berlin several times. We kept NATO strong. We got a modernization program started for NATO. I admit it isn't enough, but 80% of the fault for that is in the Europeans. It's the Europeans. We've now started a massive program on our European relations.
Have you had a chance to talk to A very privately about my desire to see?
No, I was going to do it tomorrow.
Talking very privately, saying, what the hell do we do?
Because
now, I really feel we need new leadership tomorrow. I really do. I'm rather sorry we had to send Rumsfeld over there to stop Cap. That was a mistake. He'll do all right, but
he's a little overeager. British have complained about him that he's too aggressive, but I'm getting that under control. I didn't want to bother you.
What's he doing? Is he talking too much?
Well, he is trying to browbeat them. We have this complex MBFR negotiation. The British said, we're willing to come along with you, but we can't be browbeaten every week.
The British smarter than he is on this. That's the whole point.
That's exactly what I told him. Rush sent him an instruction yesterday saying, look, goddammit, 2 weeks don't make any difference. Let the British move at their pace.
Everybody wants to be a hero. He wants to get it done. He wants to bring MBFR. There probably shouldn't be MBFR.
what is it they want to negotiate. The only two things that they're willing to negotiate are the ones that that are liberal stroke you crazy about. ABM in the last round.
Yeah.
Now they want to negotiate MERV. We might do something on new MERVs because we have most of ours already in.
Well, the point is, though, Henry, let's look at what they have. They have these huge profits. You want to go over and make your call?
I'll get to it if you don't like it.
Okay.
Can you get me Ambassador in at the warehouse, please?
There's something to be said for doing it tomorrow, in the sense that you are all for clear success. There's no overwhelming need for it. We can also announce, if you wanted to, setting up the east-west trade things. We could drop that into your press conference, or Ziegler could do it separately.
Yeah.
With Schultz as chairman and Dent as vice chairman.
Right. Right. What about this? Yeah, well, that's a separate strategy. They would ask about it. What about the situation? The event they'll mainly ask is about the violation of the ceasefire and all that sort of thing.
I'd say, first of all, let's put it in perspective.
Yeah. You might sit down. Strategic
If he stopped that, he leaked it. I think he's had the morale in the Navy go to hell. He's turned it into a social welfare institution. Moore is absolutely down on that.
See?
Oh, yes. And Clemens is down on that.
Social welfare institution is right. The way they handle the black situation in America is disgusting. Disgusting.
A military organization has high morale and it's disciplined. You don't hear anything in the Marines about that.
Yeah.